excuse. Cause if we long here, dealing with how you know to get money for a lay. Just like pay, you're just swimming on this plane. Your friends are like all the rest. You'll get old and have a wrinkled ass. You'll obsess, want to bear, want to sit in the woods, in my cave, on my prey. Could be you, what I've heard. Birds are buried, ladies, woman, woman, I live. Girl, you hook them, call you, go cherry. Watch a giant one and go get married. I don't want to smell your muck.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh. Uh-oh. Hold on. Boop, boop, boop. Aha, there we go. Hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1915 UTC, halfway done with the show, and I just got here. Sorry about that. I hope whatever rerun was playing wasn't too terrible. There's a big old turkey buzzard hanging out on the roof here with me today. He's eyeballing me though, so I think he might fly away. Maybe, maybe not. But big, big old bird. And in the distance, I can see a flock. One, two, oh, there's a lot. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I can see eight of them flying in a circle. They're circling, but they're at different heights. One, two, one, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Yeah. So the bird that's on the corner here is number 10, but there are nine circling. But they're circling. It's like half a mile away. So it's kind of wild how the sky shortens it. Anyway, that's some hyper-local bird news for you. I've made it to the shady spot. So now it's time to tell you that, hey, you're listening to News to Me, a show that's Monday through Friday, ostensibly from 1900 UTC till 1930 UTC, at which point, at 1930 UTC, every goddamn day, is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show that airs right here on and on radio every day of the week. Doesn't matter when you are in time or space, you can hear the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC. If you are abducted by Doctor Who and you don't know what time or where you are, if you can hear Dubious Goals Committee, you know that it's 1930. Whether or not it's the year you want it to be, just listen and see. You know, if Pippa is in the picture, it narrows down when you're listening. Anyway, if you want to chat during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. If you're cool, you'll use tty.sdf.org. Once you're there, you'll launch Commode Chat just by typing com, C-O-M, you press enter, you press G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word, and boom, you will be in the Anon Radio room, hanging out with all the cool people, like X1, who said poop, 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 too. Thrig, Flipper88, hey, I haven't seen that username in a minute. Claudio M is happy to hear the beard crackle. X1's in the house, Stug's here, as well as Claudio M, yeah, so, and Ratsu. So thank you all for being here. Sorry about the delay. Ooh, a nice Porsche, bright white Porsche, did not stop at the stop sign. I was a little late. I went to lunch late, and then I sat there and I was sitting at the table, and one of my buddies came by, who works in the cafeteria, and him and I started talking. He goes and collects all the deliveries and stuff. And so he uses this intersection that we get hyper local news from. And we were able to talk for like 5 or 10 minutes about how this intersection is annoying and how people drive on it. So it was pretty funny because it's like, I don't think I've ever turned at this intersection, but I sure have watched hours and hours of traffic on it. Oh, we got a little SUV They did not come to a full stop, but they did slow down pretty much, and they used their turn signal. So good enough, I guess. Sorry, Claudio. Hey, Havoc, welcome. So ASMR is like this response you can get. It makes your your brain kind of feel tingly. Hey, Freebird 88882. Flipper, a.k.a. Flipper. Welcome. All right, so let's get into the news. I've got a bunch of news stories. We won't have time for them all. But you know what? We'll have time for some of them as long as I stop talking about the hyper-local traffic. It's one of my hyper-local fixations. All right. Focus. We're focusing. We're going to go here. We're going to go to bookmarks. Desktop bookmarks. Bookmarks menu. News to me. Also, side note. Firefox is dangerously close to falling below 2% of traffic use case. It's falling below 2% market share. Once it falls below 2% market share, then the United States government doesn't support it anymore. So as far as supported browsers, any browser that has more than 2% market share, the government will make sure that its websites work for that browser. So once the United States government stops supporting Firefox, there's fear that they might stop supporting Firefox in the broader market. So very scary. It's my favorite browser. But who knows? So news from Austin, Texas. It's very funny because yesterday someone asked me, when's the next shooting going to happen? I said, I don't know. We were talking about buses on the news locally. Well, police in Austin, Texas have arrested a man after 6 people were killed and 3 injured in a confusing span of violence on Tuesday. The suspect, who hasn't been named, faces capital murder and other charges. Police determined Tuesday night that the day's shootings and homicides were connected, Interim Police Chief Robin Henderson said. The nature of the relationship, if any, between the suspect and the victims is unknown. Local outlets have named the suspect as a 34-year-old man named Shane James, and county jail records confirm a man with that name was arrested and charged with capital murder on Wednesday morning. The BBC has reached out to Austin police for confirmation. At a press conference on Wednesday, Ms. Henderson said the series of violent incidents in the city of nearly a million began in the morning. So let's run through it real quick. They received a call at 10:43. Why would they report the time in Eastern time when Austin is in Central time? Are we talking about Texas? Yeah, Texas. So Austin Police Department received a call. I'm going to just translate it to local time. Austin Police received a call at 9:43 local time that a school district police officer had been shot and injured. The site of the shooting, Northeast Early College High School, lockdown. Over the next few hours, a man and a woman were killed in a double homicide in South Austin, and a male cyclist was shot. His injuries were not life-threatening. Later in the evening, police received a call about a possible home burglary. An officer came across the suspect in the home's backyard. The suspect shot and injured the officer before fleeing in a vehicle. When they went inside the home, officers found the bodies of 2 more people. The suspect was ultimately caught after he crashed the vehicle during a car chase. The violence, though, was not contained to Austin. The bodies of 2 people were found at a grisly crime scene in San Antonio in nearby Bexar County, according to Javier Salazar, the Bexar County Sheriff. Authorities discovered them after learning the suspect had ties to the residence. So, wild murder spree rampaged through Austin and San Antonio, which is about an hour and a half south of here. Very wild indeed. So anyway, I just thought that was unbelievable. But pretty cool. Let's see what's going on in Com. Let's see. Havoc. Damn, building a TiCad from source on the RPi 5 is ridiculous. Yeah, I used to have to recompile PHP 5 on every server that we set up, and that would take a long time back in the Mac Motorola CPU days. Anyway, talking about. Shenanigans are happening in Com. Always shenanigans. So that's what's going on there in Austin. But there's more death, more destruction. There have been at least 50 people killed in Ethiopia in new, fresh violence. More than 50 civilians were killed in attacks in Ethiopia in November, according to the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission on Wednesday, 2 weeks after negotiations between the government and the Oromo Liberation Army ended without agreement. That's the OLA. You may remember, it used to be the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, I think, was the group that was in the Tigray, but the other side of that was the Oromo tribe. So more secular violence, or more violence happening there between the tribes. And three people have died as a huge fire broke out in a building near Karachi's Aisha Manzil. Three people were killed and at least one injured after a fire broke out in a multi-story commercial. Oh, it's so funny because they use such proper English on this Pakistani website. Or they use like English, UK English. Broke out in a multi-story commercial cum residential building located near Aisha Manzil in Karachi's Federal B area on Wednesday. Footage aired on television showed black smoke billowing into the sky as flames engulfed the structure. Firefighters could also be seen attempting to douse the bright orange flames. Dawn News reported that the fire damaged vehicles parked near the building, while there was also a traffic jam in the area. The incident comes just days after 11 people were killed, with a huge fire ripped through a six-story commercial building in the city's, in another district in the city. I'm getting a lot of pop-ups. So, anyway, just really terrible. Lots of death, lots of destruction, even in Pakistan. Oh, man. comms fun. If you want to hang out and talk, I'm saying you go to comm. Up, we got a truck with a cattle guard. No, it's not a cattle guard. It's just a plastic guard on the front. But he almost stopped. I'm gonna call this the California stop sign because I don't think many people do not stop at that stop sign. It's a very California thing to do. So do you remember the pilot who took a bunch of mushrooms and got in the airplane and tried to crash the plane? Well, he's not going to be tried for attempted murder. Joseph Emerson was indicted by a grand jury on 84 charges relating to the shocking October 22nd incident. The off-duty pilot attempted to shut down the plane's engines mid-flight after taking mushrooms. On Tuesday, he was indicted on 84 charges. A statement from Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schmidt announced that the grand jury indicted him on the later charges, but not attempted murder. Mr. Emerson is currently lodged at the Multnomah County Detention Center and is set to be arraigned on Thursday, December 7th at 9:30 a.m. In a statement on the grand jury indictment shared with U.S. outlets, his attorney said, the attempted murder charges were never appropriate. Captain Emerson never intended to hurt anyone, another person, or put anyone at risk. He just wanted to return home to his wife and children. So, simply put, Captain Emerson thought he was in a dream. His actions were taken in a single-minded effort to wake up from that dream and return home to his family. Ooh-wee. Drugs, kids. Take them in a safe place. hey, WX Boss, welcome, welcome. Good to see you here, too. It's always great to see Calm bumping and jumping. All right. I'm trying to cram all the news I can in here. Tommy Tuberville, the jackass who was holding up every promotion in the military for months and months, he finally has capitulated and has ended blocking all of those. So over 400 military promotions are going to be approved by the Senate and passed on through. So that's a positive thing. The Republican senator had spent months earning his colleagues ire with the hold, which had prevented military promotions from being confirmed in the Senate. Such promotions have never been politicized before, and Senate leaders had vehemently opposed Mr. Tuberville using them as a bargaining chip. Now he will only continue his hold for four-star generals and above, meaning only top military brass will be affected. So he capitulated because, think all the families, there's so many families that were like, I was going to get a raise and could afford Christmas, but now I'm still on food stamps. We're only down to 2 minutes, so I got to tell you about this nuclear leak and why it matters. We mentioned it just really briefly yesterday, but this is like the big news for nuclear stuff next to the fusion reactor that has been approved, but we'll probably talk about that tomorrow. Key things to know about hacking radioactive leaks and toxic waste culture. Toxic workplace culture. There's toxic workplace culture at the toxic waste place. Very funny. Essentially, here's the big things. The taxpayer-funded site in Cumbria is in the remote northwest of England, has the largest store of plutonium on the planet, and is a huge nuclear decommissioning and waste dump. Handling the remains of decades of atomic power generation and nuclear weapons programs, it also takes in nuclear waste from countries including Italy, Japan, and Germany, which is then processed, packaged, and sent back. Originally named Windscale, the industrial complex dates back to Cold War arms race and was the original site for the development